Welcome to Biohacking with Brittany. I am so excited that you are listening. This is a place where I talk about health and wellness and all of those good things like that, including nutrition and fitness and hydration and skincare and tech and gadgets and all those really great things. So today's episode is all about skincare. But before we dive into that, I'm just going to give you a little update on things from my end. So shout out to the couple of people who DM'd me this week saying that they listened to every episode. And, you know, actually I had someone DM me who recently got pregnant and she's in her 40s and was just talking to me about prenatals and stuff like that. And I'm just so excited for her. And she's an avid listener of the show. And when people reach out like that, it means a lot. So thank you for taking the time to do that and just be a part of this little community that we have that is slowly, slowly growing. I am moving very soon. So life update is I actually move in 5 weeks, which is crazy. So I'm moving from Vancouver in Canada to the East Coast, north of Toronto. And we are moving to a little town of like 20,000 people. I think that's small town vibes. It's still called a town. It's not called a city. So that means it's small town vibes. And we are very excited about this move. So we are getting our house on May 1st. And yeah, just really exciting things coming. I am so thrilled for many reasons to get out of this condo and get into a place that's bigger, that backs onto a forest. There's more nature. There's way less toxins and pollution and people, traffic, all of these stressors. It's such a different lifestyle. So I am definitely going to do some podcast episodes on that in terms of how I am going to biohack my house and make it a healthy place, a healthy living space for me and, you know, my family, and really how I can just like optimize that. I'm really excited about that. But we are driving across Canada, which is wild. If anyone has ever driven across the States or across Canada, it is a long way to go. Okay. I think it's like 2,600 miles or so. And does that sound right? I think so. And it is going to be a journey. So we're leaving midway through April. So I'm taking some time off and we will be traveling. We're going to do it over, I think, like 9 days. Visit Banff, visit, you know, there's kind of like not really a lot in the middle of Canada, to be honest. So we'll drive straight through the prairies type of thing. And then we'll do some other visits as well. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to be sharing a lot about that online. And I am avidly working on my course. My gosh, I think I say this on every flipping episode, but the course is done. So like, I'm literally looking at it at my computer right now. The course is done. The content is completely done. I'll actually give you a run through right now. So I am producing a course called Baby Steps, and this is a preconception health course that helps optimize your health before you try to conceive. Or if you are actively trying to conceive right now and you are having difficulty, this is for you. It is above and beyond just the kind of basic recommendations that I've seen, and it is very thorough. So we have the course itself. There's the foundation module, which has mindset and mind-body connection, obviously the introduction, and then also anatomy of detoxification and elimination. And then we go into nutrition. And the way I've kind of set it up is like there's an introduction to every module. There's the core concepts, and then there's frequently asked questions. So I'll give you an example. So for nutrition, there's core concepts. So things that we talk about are things like calories, protein, fat, carbohydrates, animal-based food, plant-based food, superfoods to add in, men's nutrition and superfoods. And then there's the frequently asked questions part. So this is where I ask those things that kind of come up a lot that I see online in my community and my experience. So for example, some of the questions for this nutrition module are, is a vegan diet suboptimal? Why is organic important? What are some healthy eating habits? What foods hinder preconception health? What is an example of a daily meal plan? What are the healthiest oils and spices to cook with? What is the healthiest way to cook food? Is an organic diet more expensive? things like that. So just like kind of getting really into the nitty and gritty to be able to support people. So we have the nutrition, hydration, substances, lifestyle, and biohacks, exercise and supplements module. So there's a lot of content here, like a lot. And then that is the meat and potatoes, that is the course. And then we get into the daily protocol. And this is the most important thing, to be honest. Like, this is taking all of the research in the course, all of the examples, all of the answers, and putting it into something actually tangible for the average human being. So I created this daily protocol. It is for a minimum of 90 days. That is what the research shows. And I talk about why 90 days in the course. But this is a protocol that you follow, and you do these 6 different things every single day for 90 days. And it is to set you up for success in becoming pregnant and also sustaining pregnancy and having a healthy birth and baby and beyond. So that is what is coming. So like I said, the course itself is done. The content is complete. I have editors going through it right now. We are making it, you know, perfect as we can be. I am rebranding right now. So look out for new podcast logo, new photos, new colors, all of the good things. And yeah, it's a lot. Like, it is a lot. And I am also doing, in May, I am going to be recording videos for the course. So right now it is all like reading, I guess, like text. And then in May, the videos will come out, and I will also be doing a podcast episode for every module. And then we also have worksheets. And so these are coming out in the next couple of weeks. So they're going to be added in. So that was like something that I really wanted to focus on was, okay, we have all of the research. We know what we should be doing, but how do we make it tangible? Okay, so we make this daily blueprint for you and your partner to follow if you have a partner. And then, so now you have these 6 things that you're trying to follow. Okay, but we need accountability. And so how do we do that? One way is through having downloadable, printable worksheets. And so we are creating those right now. I'm talking like cute, pretty, usable checklists, calendars, like little like things that you can put on your fridge and say, okay, today I drank all of my water, check. I did not eat any processed foods, check, right? Like just making it very, very easy for you. When I did this, when I've had other clients do this, I made these by hand. I wrote out my list and I made them by hand and I checked it off. And every day I'd be like, okay, there's the 6 things. What do I have to do? Whole foods, hydration, avoid substances, lifestyle, exercise, supplements. Okay, I did it all. So I would kind of go through that. So that is what we're doing as well. And then obviously there's the community aspect. So this is such a big undertaking. If you have been listening to the show, you know that I have been thinking about this for like a year and a half and been working on it. To see it come to life is mind-boggling. From a scrap piece of paper where I had this idea to doing it myself, to helping other people do it, and then thinking, okay, should this be a course? Should this be a book? What should this be? And just making it as accessible as possible was like really what I wanted to do. And if you want to join the waitlist, this is the last week to join it. This was coming out on Friday. So yeah, you have a few days left to join the waitlist. And what will happen is you will get $100 off the course. So you'll get the course at $299. And after everyone on the waitlist signs up and I hard launch, you know, on my website, things like that in the next month, the course price will go up. And then the price will also actually increase as well, probably in June. We'll see when all of the other content is added, like the videos and things like that. So I would really suggest getting in now because it's likely going to go up a lot, probably to more around like 800, 1,000 type of thing. So, and you'll be grandfathered in, so you don't have to worry about anything like that. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. And I actually, you know, I'm really giving away all my secrets on this episode here. But if you want to join the waitlist, it is on my website and it's in the show notes. Please do that right now. Like literally take out your phone, put in your email and your name. That's it. Like, that's it. That's, I'm not asking for anything else from you. You don't even have to fill out any form. It does not matter. And then you can join. And so what I really want to do long term is kind of what I'm thinking maybe for next year is I want to scale this depending on the success, depending on how I'm feeling on social media, other things like that. I want to actually put it into more of a program and have it be something where you sign up for a 3-month program with me to work on your fertility, your preconception health. And it includes this course and it includes like live Q&As with me, a couple of coaching sessions per month, so maybe 2, or maybe there's another fertility coach that you work with. And we kind of have it be a lot more hands-on and you have more accountability and you have somebody to talk to directly. And then we have like open hours type of thing where we can chat, you know, that type of thing. So that's kind of what is likely will come in the next year, year and a half, we will see. But for now, you definitely want to get on the wait list. So join it. I'm really excited about it. And I've put so much blood, sweat, and tears into it already. And it is what I was, it was literally what I was looking for and I didn't see it. And the thing that I like, there are other preconception courses that you can look at, but the thing is they don't have the tangible aspect to it, or they don't have the biohacking aspect to it. So they'll like teach you the science and talk about like stress in the body and the HPA access, but there's no like, okay, what's the protocol? How do I remember how to do this? Where's the easy thing that I can stick to? Like 75 hard. 75 hard is like you do these 5 things every day for 75 days. Okay, cool. I can do that. Let me just do this and do this program. Like there's none of that. There's not, you really have to make it tangible for people to actually stick to it. So that's what Baby Steps is. That is my rant and that is over. Feel free to send it to whoever you think might really benefit from it right now. A shout out to Neurohacker. Oh my gosh, I am obsessed with their longevity supplements. So, so good. So they have a senolytic supplement, and this is really great for optimizing cellular health. This supplement is really interesting because you only take it twice in 1 month. So you take it for 2 days, like back to back. And essentially what it does is it kind of like just cleans up your cells. So it really, really works on getting rid of old sluggish cells and really allowing new ones to develop on a very micro level. So senolytic is unlike anything else I've actually seen on the market. And that's why so many people are obsessed with it. I think it's a great, great product. I have it. I do it every few months. And I just think it's really great for optimizing cellular health and longevity from that type of level. They also have a fantastic nootropic. So nootropics kind of work on brain health. They help with memory, focus, lack of procrastination, memory recall, even mood enhancing aspects as well. But they're really designed for like work or school or studying, almost like a smart drug, but they're obviously not drugs. And so Neurohacker has a fantastic one. It is stacked with nutrients. Like, absolutely stacked. Vitamins, minerals, but like that's just like the beginning. There's all of these different herbs that have been clinically proven to support brain health. There are other like amino acids added to it, other coenzymes, other nutrients. It is likely one of the best nootropics I've ever seen on the market. So check out Neurohacker. They are linked in my bio and linked on my website and in the show notes. Yeah, I just love their products. And I think most biohackers know about them. They're probably one of the most popular brands. So check them out if you haven't already. And then a shout out to Bioptimizers. I was actually just taking a bunch of their magnesium yesterday and today because I'm having a bit of sore muscles in my hips and in my legs. So their magnesium is very potent. It's got 7 different types of magnesium in it. Okay, 7. So that means it has all of the types of magnesium in it. So you really actually don't need any more than that. You don't have to worry about which ones to take or things like that. So I think most people need to be on a magnesium supplement. Most of us are deficient in it because of our food quality and our soil quality. It lacks a lot of magnesium at this point. And so I would really encourage you to get on a magnesium supplement if you're not on it. If you're somebody who's stressed out, if you have anxiety, if you struggle sleeping, if you have muscle soreness that doesn't go away, if you're irritated, these are all things that magnesium works on in the body and helps to heal and rectify. So it is a must in your supplement stack. Bioptimizers is the best I've ever taken. And you can go and try their products. If you use my discount code BIOHACKINGBRITNEY, like all capitals, you will get the most amount off. So no matter what you see on the website, if it's like 10% off, 15% off, whatever, if you use my code, you will get more. So I really, really just encourage people to use it. Again, it's all linked on my website, just biohackingbritney.com. It's right there for you, waiting for you. And it's also in the show notes of this podcast episode. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even YouTube, where else do people listen? I have no idea. Those are kind of like the main places. So check that out and enjoy this episode. We dive deep into skincare. And I actually just used a bunch of the skincare products that we talk about today. So I just used the hydrating mist. Then I took the hydrating serum. I combined it with the vitamin C powder. And then I put it on my skin. So I'm trying to do vitamin C once a week, maybe twice a week. We're starting with once a week. And then I added this very, very like laminate moisturizer on top. And my skin feels phenomenal right now. So I'm very, very happy. We dive into like the nutrients needed on a skincare level, which is interesting. Not just like take this vitamin C, but it's more like, okay, how do we take it? How do we layer it with our skincare products? How do we get the skin to actually absorb the vitamin C? You know, not just take it in a serum that you buy that it says it's like 10% and then your skin reacts to it. Like we get into all of that. Like, how does that work? And we talk a lot about the skincare industry and how it's kind of like rubbish at this point and very, very hard to trust brands. There are very few brands that I trust when it comes to skincare, like very few. And you can tell because I don't do skincare episodes very often. I think this is like, I don't even know. It's probably like one of two brands that I use right now. I don't even know. Yeah, one of two brands that I use right now is the Skin Harmonics that we're talking about today. And yeah, I'm just picky and I've used so many crappy products, so I understand that a lot of it really does not work. So enjoy this episode. You're going to learn a lot out of it. Feel free to take a look at the different programs that Dani offers. So she works with clients in a really great way. So she works with them one-on-one with consultations, and then she also adds her products to that. So very, very personalized approach, which we love because all of our skin is different. And it's also like a very biohacking approach. And it's just fantastic to talk about what's going on with your skin. Let her see your skin if you're in California, or get a consultation and go from there and really make the best decision for what products you should be using, when you should be using them, how, and all of that. So enjoy this. I know you're going to get a lot out of it. And I will catch you next week for another episode. As always, my DMs are always open if you have any questions for me. I am there. Or if you want me to answer something on the podcast, please do so at BiohackingBrittany on Instagram and Biohacking on TikTok. And yeah, like I said earlier, my Baby Steps course waitlist is on my website and you can join that today. Welcome to Biohacking with Brittany. I am thrilled that you are listening today. We are diving into the transformative world of holistic skincare with Dani Neifert, the visionary behind Skin Harmonics. From very early days on a Native American reservation to pioneering a method that encourages skin to heal and thrive naturally, Dani brings over 30 years of experience to today's conversation. We're going to discuss all types of things, including rewilding your skin and what that actually means. We're going to talk about the power of natural skincare and how her approach offers a different solution to what we see on the market today, but how this could really be the ultimate solution for healing skin issues. So, Dani, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I would love for you to kind of share your journey about, you know, growing up on a Native American Indian reservation. And really, how did that kind of propel you into this world of holistic health and holistic skincare?
Well, it was just, I guess when you're a child, everything's normal. And then the older I got, And we did move away from the reservation, but I thought that everybody grew up that way. And the people and the land and the place and everything stayed with me deeply and impacted me tremendously. There's a word called hozo, and it means harmony. And it's the place that it's this meaning that is maybe 200 words in one, where it's just everything has a place and that there is full harmony. And I became a young mother and went back to those roots and rediscovered so much of that and did a lot of organic farming and gardening and home crafting. And that was the beginning of my skincare journey. And then later I went to school for that and then also wanted to learn about medical skincare and, you know, all of that. And that threw me into another level of learning and a lot of chaos, to be quite honest, as I was trying to reconcile both strategies. And what emerged from that journey and adventure was the method that I use now. And that's all I do now is for the last 15 years, I have this natural method. It's not full. It is natural. It is introducing holistic technology. And we can get into that later, but it's this fusion where both of these strategies come together and create this skin harmonics method.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, with over 30 years of experience as a licensed esthetician, I'm so curious, like, you've obviously seen a lot of changes in the skincare industry. So what have kind of been some of the most significant shifts that you have observed?
Well, this might sound ironic. I think the biggest thing that I have noticed is that nothing has changed.
Interesting.
Trauma-based skincare, which is the using of chemical peels, microdermabrasion, this hermetic effect, this way of harming to heal, was discovered in the 1900s and became more popular in the 1930s and 40s and 50s. And that created the clinical skincare approach that we know today and that in America that has been so popular. And that's all of those, you know, chemical peels, benzoyl peroxide, microdermabrasion, all of those things. But that it has been unchanged, even though we know so much more about the complexity of our skin and how things heal, that has remained unchanged. And so there's new trendy ingredients. There's very superficial changes, honestly, but the evolution hasn't really made that next step yet until the method that I work with is it's actually using activating our skin's natural healing potential and working with our skin in that way. So interestingly enough, there's all this like, oh, there's this ingredient, there's this new laser, there's all of this stuff, And in my opinion, it's all doing the same thing until the dermal nutrients were discovered about 15, maybe 18 years ago now, where now we have the option to actually feed our dermal layer, increase the food supply to our skin rather than have to just resort back to let's just harm and keep peeling our skin and keep doing all of these other things to try to heal it.
That makes a lot of sense. And I've definitely heard that narrative before of trauma-based skincare. Not that people even really call it that, but that's really what it is. And when I hear that, the first thing I think of is actually PRP and PRF. And I've had PRP done multiple times on my skin. I have a friend who's a naturopath. She does it. She does a wonderful job. And it's exactly this idea of, you know, you take a blood sample, they separate it, you get the liquid gold, which has the PRP or PRF in it. And then they inject it under your skin. And then they also do like microdermabrasion on top of the skin. And then they also put it on top topically, like a serum. And it is causing a lot of harm to the skin. Like you leave those appointments with a very red, irritated face, like you just do, because of the tiny needle that's poking you. And, but the thing is what I noticed with that is I've actually had great results from PRP. Now, and it's, I'm curious, like, is that because they're taking the PRP and they're applying it and it's like feeding my skin? Or is it because of the trauma that's caused? Or do you think like PRP is like the exception? Or what do you think?
Yeah, it's great. We're just diving right on into this. So there's several things going on with those procedures. But the first is this aggravation. We'll talk about this one specifically. There, the irritation, the inflammation, and that increases volume. And I, in my opinion, after all of these many years being around all of these procedures, people are confusing the skin filling with trauma, with fluid, essentially, with getting results. And once that trauma fluid drains away and your skin has to deal with it, the idea is that, and this is what I have seen over, and the first time I heard this, I didn't believe it, to be honest. I had to really, you know, I have worked with thousands of clients over the years, and I don't just believe anything that I read or hear, especially in skincare. But what I came to know is when the skin is always inflamed and assaulted and inflamed, it begins to thin. The dermal layer begins to thin at a faster rate. So if somebody's young and they get these procedures, it's not really evident once, I mean, the fluid drains away, everything's good, but most people are in their late 20s or 30s, but it's just wearing out our skin fast. And that's my opinion after being in and around these treatments and many like them for years and, you know, observing skin before, just observing skin afterwards, and just watching all of the ways that this plays out long term. Now, and in my opinion, what if we could just increase the food supply to our dermal layer so that it grows a denser network of its own capillaries? And that way it would always be able to circulate an optimized and increasingly optimized amount of oxygen, because we've been actually, it's like a miracle grow that we can apply to the top of our skin when in the right doses and in the right way, we can actually form a deeper, denser dermal mattress permanently as long as we're feeding it these nutrients. And that would be more optimal than having to wear it out by poking holes in it and doing all of these things, because our skin has, we want to protect it more than just wear it out. And we want to protect it and we want to feed it, like not only protect it from harm so that it lasts longer, but also what if we could, like I say, literally increase the food supply to it? And that to me is where delayed aging truly begins.
Have you heard about senolytics yet? It is a class of ingredients discovered less than 10 years ago, and they're being called the biggest discovery of our time for promoting healthy aging and enhancing your physical prime. So you know that I absolutely had to get my hands on this. Your goals, your life goals, and your career and beyond require a lot of productivity. I feel that and you feel that. But let's be honest, the aging process is not our friend when it comes to endless energy and productivity. That's why I started using Qualia Senolytic. As we age, we all kind of acquire these cells in our body that are called senescent cells. They cause symptoms of aging that we both feel. Aches, pains, slow workout recovery, sluggish mental and physical energy, and everything kind of associated with that. They're also known as zombie cells. Basically, they're old and worn out and not serving as useful of a function as they once did. So we can take something like Qualia Senolytic, which helps remove these worn out senescent cells to allow for the rest of our cells to absolutely thrive. And one of the best parts is that you actually only need to take this supplement 2 days out of a month. So I like to do this once every quarter. So I'll do 1 month every quarter where I take these supplements just to really clean out the house. to sweep out all of the old zombie cells and really create space for the healthy new ones to absolutely thrive. And you can do the same. You can resist aging at a cellular level, just like I am, by using Qualia Senolytic. Go to neurohacker.com/Brittany for up to $100 off and use my code Brittany at checkout for an additional 15% off, which is huge. That's neurohacker.com/Brittany, spelled B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, for an extra 15% off your purchase. Let me know what you think. It's also linked right on my website in the show notes, so it's super easy for you to use. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it's kind of true what you're saying. Like, my experience with PRP and PRF, you do experience like plumpness for sure, but I agree with you that it doesn't last. Like, it does not last. It lasts, you know, there's a lot right at the beginning and then it kind of goes down. So, I've had it like put underneath my eyes for like dark, it's not really circles, just like darkness. I don't know, whatever. And it, like I said, it's like very temporary. The only thing that I would say that it actually made a big difference for me is acne scarring that I had. So I had some acne scarring around my chin and I have never really had bad acne, but this one spot, I had acne scarring from a couple of years ago, and it was basically the only thing that really got rid of it. And it's still gone today. Like, I don't have that red scarring around my mouth anymore that was once there. So I don't know if that is, again, because of the PRP, like the significance of taking those really, really potent ingredients from your blood and putting it back into your skin. Or if it was from, you know, like you're talking about, like the trauma caused on the skin, I'm going to guess it's actually from the nutrients from the blood, which kind of goes more in line with what you're saying of like, hey, how do we put more nutrients into your skin in order for it to thrive? And ideally, obviously, we want to do this without a procedure, without a injection, which is how you kind of came to make your skincare line.
Yes, that's true. And the key here is blood flow. Like, the key that everybody's going for. And this is where professionals have different opinions. What is positive blood flow? And how can we get that, what I call the sweet spot, where we're creating positive blood flow, but without having to take our skin backwards and have added inflammation? And so you got that healing, and acne scars are very stubborn. It takes a lot of blood to move acne scars. And so you got a good upside to that intensity of that blood flow. So with that procedure. And so that's a really positive thing. And I would just say, over time, why don't we utilize something more than just brute force, but actually utilize nutrients? Because we have experienced nutritional healing in our bodies, and that is something that we have all felt, is when there is a nutritional healing, it's a very deep and profound healing. And I think that the two can go hand in hand when used right. And I do help people work with other procedures. However, the foundation, and there's several elements, there's four fundamental needs that all skin requires and that there is no substitution for. And the first is water. All skin requires, you know, superficial saturation of water. And it also requires what I call barrier restoration. It's use of its own natural oils and not dismantling our acid mantle and undoing that genius that our anatomy, that our skin was born with. So we have to have our own natural oils. We must have water. And something really interesting about skin is that it has a native release function. Our skin is an organ, which by design is a barrier, yes, and it's also a release organ. And so it has this motion and way of being when it's in its natural state of releasing its own natural oils and not congesting. And this native natural release function needs to be intact. There's no substitution for release in the skin. Like, that's the natural way of skin being skin. And so that needs to be enabled and not shut down. And then this fourth requirement is dermal nutrients. you know, food for the skin, which yes, comes up through our own natural capillaries from the food we eat. And that's been the only way our skin has been able to receive nutrients. But now we can also support it topically from the top down, and we can get even more nutrients to support that deeper dermal mattress of our skin, which is where all aging begins.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And I love what you said at the beginning of, you know, there is a world where both can exist. Like, you have clients who come to you who say, hey, I want to do this procedure. And you say, okay, great, let me help you optimize that. And they can also use your skincare line and get these nutrients and apply it daily and also seriously benefit from that. And I think that's so important. And the other thing I want to just say on this is, you know, sometimes these procedures, you might hear somebody do something and they get great results. But in reality, a lot of them are not accessible for a lot of people. Like, they don't have access to a practitioner who does them, or they're just very, very expensive and it's just not affordable for the average person. So it's really important to keep in mind, like, you know, we do want to have things that we can do and recommendations that I can make or you can make that help our skin, that are, as you know, it's more welcoming to more people, because that's really what we're trying to do, is like help more people at the end of the day. So that's kind of like why I love what you do. You combine things, but you also make it more accessible, which is so important. I want to talk about extractions, because I can't believe you're a master extractor. Actually, I didn't even know that was a thing, first of all. And I have never gone to somebody to have an extraction done. I would think that would be very cool to do, and I would love to see that. But I don't know. I'd also kind of be grossed out to see what comes out. But I, you know, and I think everyone listening has some sort of like blackheads, whiteheads, you know, maybe acne. Maybe we leave acne out for a bit. But how do you know if, like, you have a regular amount of blackheads or whiteheads, or you're like overproducing, there's way too much gunk going on, the skin is clogged, you need some support? Like, how do you, because you've seen so many people, so how can you tell kind of like what's normal and what's like not normal anymore?
Yeah. So all I did for about 15 plus years is extract skin. And so I've deeply contemplated all of this and have spent a lot of time. And this is like kind of the key of this whole method, is that it creates skin that is, I call, self-purifying skin. And a lot of people, well, first of all, pore size is genetic. It's perfect, the pore size that each of us is born with. And then it's just about how we can optimize the utility of those pores. How can we keep them hydrated and open so that our own natural oils are making it through our pore canal, out through the pore, and can spread easily across our skin? Because when that doesn't happen, that's where all the gunk and that's where all the problems start. A lot of people know they have stuff in their skin. They can feel it. They can, if you press on your skin, you can feel these hard little nodules, blackheads. They're called milia. Milia are these tiny, tiny little white hard cysts that are under the skin. So a lot of people know that they're in there, and it can be really frustrating because you know they're in there. You can feel them if you run your hand across your skin, and oftentimes you can see them as tiny little white dots under the skin. And how do you get them out? And this is, some people don't know that they have them in their skin. Okay. So I have to say that some people are totally clueless and some people are very aware that they're in their skin, and you can't scrub them out. You can't scrub your pores clean. You can't vacuum it. You can't put a clay mask on it. You can't do all of those pore minimizing strips, because all that does is just take away your own natural oils, and it might get a few little superficial, simple blackheads, but there is skin that actually create blackheads and milia, and that's what my process undoes. And there's lots of different ways to take this stuff out. It's very detailed. That's part of, that's the one thing, one service that I offer people is the, how do you move this stuff out of skin without scarring skin and to activate that native release motion that our skin, that healthy skin has. And unfortunately, this gunk that's in people's skin, most people fixate on skin volume as being a skin health indicator. Like if the skin is just voluminous, then it must be healthy. And that's not necessarily true at all. I would argue that it's how much gunk is in skin is a very important skin health indicator, because all that gunk, and I've taken things out of people's skin that have been there for 10, 15, 20 years. They thought it was a tiny mole or just a part of their skin. And it was this stuff, this milia that can cluster up in right underneath the surface of our skin. And our skin just holds this stuff if it's not activated with optimized hydration, you know, using an external oil until some of your own natural oils can make it through, and we've de-armored the skin. So you're getting back your own use of your own natural oils, feeding it with the dermal nutrients so that it's upwards pushing with new skincare or with new skin cells. Not that that doesn't come from just being estranged and traumatized. And now we have a healing response. We have this very, very deep and profound healing response where the skin wants to purge, because remember, it's a release organ. So the skin goes through a temporary phase where it's emptying. And then the waters run clear, so to speak. And now we've got skin that's been it's been rewilded. This is the skin that our skin needs in order to be this way has been fulfilled and provided. And so now our skin behaves completely differently. It doesn't get blackheads. It doesn't get milia. It's hydrated. It's not being worn out and distracted by having to put up with some of those other procedures that are so, they're distracting our skin from actually going into this deep, deep healing response.
Do you know if you're getting enough magnesium? Because 4 out of 5 Americans aren't. And that's a big problem, because magnesium is involved in more than 300 biochemical reactions in your body. Today, I want to talk to you about the most common signs to look for that could indicate you're magnesium deficient. Listen carefully to the end, because there's a special offer happening, and this could be exactly what you need. Okay, here we go. Are you irritable or anxious? Do you struggle with insomnia? Do you experience muscle cramps or twitches? Do you have high blood pressure? Are you sometimes constipated? There are dozens of symptoms of magnesium deficiency, so these are just a few of the most common ones. Now, here's what most people don't know. Taking just any magnesium supplement won't solve your problem, because most supplements use the cheapest kinds that your body can't use or absorb. That's why I exclusively recommend Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the only full-spectrum magnesium supplement with 7 unique forms of magnesium that your body can actually use and absorb. All Bioptimizer supplements are best in class, which is why I use them. If for some reason you feel differently, you can get a full refund, no questions asked. They are so confident that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. Just go to bioptimizers.com/biohackingbrittany. In addition to the discount you get by using my promo code biohackingbrittany, you get gifts with your purchase. That's right. You actually get gifts. Up to 2 travel-sized bottles of Magnesium Breakthrough. So act fast. This is a limited time offer. You can go to bioptimizers.com/biohackingbrittany. Use my code. It's linked in my show notes on my website, and start taking your magnesium today.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So is your recommendation then to do an extraction every once in a while to be able to kind of kickstart that process? And then obviously use like products like your Skin Harmonics to really have a nutrient dense skincare line and really support those layers of skin?
Absolutely. And this is where it gets a little confusing and hard for people, because like I said, those are the fundamentals. So if you just hydrate the skin, but it's not getting, everything works in synergy. So you can't just do one piece without the other. You really have to go in and address all of those things and provide those elements to the skin. And then the skin can have an extraction. Because if somebody's just trying to extract their skin, but it doesn't have all this other in place, you might scar and you're not going to get a complete release, and you're not even going to scratch the surface, so to speak, of what is possible. Because we can clean out skin, sure. But this is where it gets really lovely. It's like, what if we didn't have to clean out skin? So I see my clients often sometimes less than once a year. That's how meaningful a full deep pore cleansing session can be. And when the skin is activated, it doesn't need, while it's going through its purging process, it needs extractions. But the goal is, how can we do more than just do one, do extractions? Like, how do we get skin that doesn't need extractions? That's where it gets really wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. I completely agree with that. And it's kind of, I guess the goal would be, maybe you do one extraction and then you use products like yours and learn about this idea of rewilding your skin. And then, you kind of taper off over the years, over time, which is ideal, especially when it comes to procedures. When it comes to people kind of doing extractions on themselves, there's so many videos online with that type of thing. Do you think if somebody, has a bunch of blackheads on their nose, should they be like pushing it out of the pores themselves with their fingers? Or how do you kind of educate people on what they should be doing? Because like you said, it can scar the skin. You can put more oil and dirt and bacteria in there. So is there any at-home thing that people can do for that?
Yes. And in a very, very simple way, if you just raised water levels on the skin, even without the dermal nutrients, your skin becomes more able to utilize its own oil. And so you can use a spring water as a hydrating mist, aloe vera gel as a hydrating gel, hydrating serum, and any dense oil, jojoba oil, coconut oil, tallow, an animal tallow moisturizer, something that's very dense, an external oil that will actually trap that water in your skin. And the aloe vera is a hydrophilic substance. It pulls water in into itself. And so if they just did that, their skin would be more hydrated and thus able to release naturally more on its own. And one of the other main things ironically and tragically causing clogged pores and blackheads is conventional acne products. They dry the skin out because there's been this old belief that the oil was the enemy. And it turns out the oil is not the enemy at all. And in fact, we need it for us to have this self-purifying skin that's natural. And so a lot of acne cleansers that destroy oil and oil-free moisturizers and a lot of these products are tragically creating blackheads, chronic blackheads, and because it's chronically creating skin that's dehydrated. And that, if the skin has no water, then it self-congests. And everybody's so worried about external toxins, and we should be. Like, there are a lot of toxins in our environment. There's a lot of toxins in conventional skincare. But when it comes to congested pores, and microbiome is another huge reason that our skin is clogging, right? The microbiome in our gut, we have microbiome on our skin, but our skin is self-congesting because our own natural oils can't make it to the surface of our skin. And without those natural oils can't get there, when our own natural oils aren't expedited to the surface of the skin where it's used to lubricate and be of benefit, that's where the problems start. And so once we can stop sabotaging our own natural oil production and working with it, that's where things get really good for our skin.
Yeah, I really, really love this approach. Like, it makes so much sense of keeping your skin hydrated, allows the oils to flow more naturally, which allows your skin to naturally purge itself. Yeah. So we don't necessarily need to take these tools and push and zap and do all these things all the time. And we can do that through like sprays, like a beautiful like rose mist, or like you're saying, like using a really nice compatible oil that traps the skin or traps the water underneath. I love that idea. And it's just such a different approach to kind of what I see in the mainstream, like I said, of just get rid, strip everything, exfoliate 5 times a week, like all of these really intense things, you know? And it's really confusing. Honestly, it's really confusing. I went through this stage, and I think it was during COVID. No, it was right before COVID and then into COVID a little bit, where I went through this acne stage, and I never had acne as a teenager or as a young adult. And then I had it a few years ago. And I was so confused because I was like, what on earth is this? This is the most acne I've ever had in my entire life. Like my forehead, I have photos. My forehead was so bumpy. Like I was like, what is this? My chin was bumpy and it was probably hormonal looking back at it. Anyway.
And stress. Yeah. Microbiome shifts and stress hormones. And then, but when you add chronically dehydrated skin, when it's sabotaged by these products, it amplifies the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And so my recommendation, like what I started doing was like exfoliating twice a week. Like one was a chemical one, like a peel, all natural products, but still.
Of course.
And then one was like a physical one. So I would take like, forget what they're called. Like they're like a seaweed, sea foam brushes. There's like a name for them. And I would, you know, scrape off my skin and all these things. And it kind of helped. But to be honest, I wish I had a better approach back then of understanding how the skin purges itself and like how we can help this idea of like self-purification and self-mending that you talk about. Because it would have been so much better. And it got better and it's gone now. And it was like a phase my skin went through. But man, when you're in the thick of an acne flare-up, you will do anything to get it to go away. Anything. I was so self-conscious. I could only imagine what it's like for people who have had acne their entire lives. Like, and then you put makeup on top of it and it looks terrible. And it's
right.
Oh, and I'm sure you've just been able to help so many people with acne. So
yes, exfoliation is the main talking point about when it comes to dermal nutrients and this other way of being with our skin is exfoliation was this developmental phase of, yes, wow, we can exfoliate our skin makes new skin cells. However, it's very short-sighted. And what it doesn't take into consideration is these other needs that I've mentioned that the skin requires. And there's a pretty good chance that some of that stuff that was in your skin is probably still there. It just got put into what I call deep storage. And so if we're ever near each other for a session, that would be interesting to find out. A lot of people think that acne sometimes doesn't really go away. It just goes into our skin is basically a storage unit. And then so there is a way to turn it into a hallway instead of storage unit that it becomes for people. And that maybe it'll just stay in there forever. You might hit menopause or in your 50s. I work with a lot of women who have had congestion in and off their whole lives. And then they hit menopause and it's this whole other crisis that our skin goes through as it goes through dermal thinning and a lifetime of being chronic. And then there actually is this process to remove and naturally heal the skin back to its natural state and do a deep, deep purging.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, especially with women who have these significant hormonal changes over their lifespan. You know, men kind of do as well, but it's a little different. A lot of boys or men, whatever, will have really bad acne as teenagers when they have unbalanced hormones, high testosterone, high cortisol, all of those things. And then it kind of evens out. But women, we have these periods of time in our lives where even pregnancy, like your hormones are changing so much.
Yeah.
And I've had a friend of mine who has had 2 kids now.
And both times she's been pregnant, her skin has been terrible. Like, that's not my words, but like she describes it like, and then, you know, after breastfeeding for a while, it kind of like flares down. And so it's very hormonally triggered for her, but it's still hard. It's still hard to manage no matter what the trigger is behind it, you know? So.
For sure. And I'm interested in meeting root cause and opening all detox pathways. And I know how to do it for skin, because for some people, it's the only way to ever really resolve those issues. Everything else can be chasing symptoms and putting band-aids on hormones, on this, on that. It's, you know, just doing all of these things. I found for me in the years that I spent using those protocols and drinking the Kool-Aid, it was only managing symptoms. And I didn't really have this, be able to elicit this deep healing and get this complete healing until we opened the skin detox pathway and literally assisted our skin to literally push it out. And then it was complete.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm curious if you have any recommendations or experience with eczema. I've had eczema before, not on my face, but just on the backs of my knees. And that's like my experience has been very minimal, but there are people who obviously get eczema on their faces, unfortunately. And that seems like a very complicated skin condition to have, because I'm not sure. I don't know. It's not my area of expertise. So I guess I'm curious, what would you recommend for somebody who might have eczema on their cheeks and they've tried everything and they've gone to every dermatologist in town?
That's microbiome. That's a deep microbiome reset of doing bone broth, doing a major cleanse to reset microbiome. And then also working with that really simple layering system that I just spoke about, where you're hydrating, restoring the barrier, and an enzyme moisturizer or an enzyme pack can also be really helpful for managing eczema. But number one would be a complete diet reset. And then number two would be working with, you know, not over cleansing, going to a natural spring water, an aloe vera gel. I do have something in my skincare line that's a little more effective than what I'm listing, but these are things that people can buy or have on hand that are really oftentimes way better than what you would get at the heart, you know, at the Walgreens or something, and it's not filled with junk and it can be really powerful. And then just a moisturizer on top, a really simple oil, the power of barrier restoration, of hydration and barrier restoration will go a long way.
Yeah. And is your favorite like simple oil for that jojoba oil, or which one would you recommend?
They're all so good. I mean, olive oil works great. Coconut oil, jojoba. I do think that that's a really good one. It's technically a wax and it won't go rancid and there's no smell to it. And it most closely mimics our own natural oil. So I think jojoba is a great choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm actually looking at your products right now. I love your cocoa and shea butter unity moisturizer. This is so nice. Like I really like to stick to things that are as natural as possible. And I put this on my face and I'm like, wow, I just feel so moisturized and you know, what's nice about it is like, I've tried so many products and a lot of moisturizers I find, especially some of the ones that aren't as, you know, clean and green as they claim to be, they feel good. And then kind of like a couple of hours later, you're like, oh, did I put that on? Because I can't feel it anymore. It doesn't seem like it's there anymore.
Exactly. It all goes back to how we were brainwashed and kind of taught that oil was the enemy. There's this fear that people are going to clog their pores by using oil or using a very dense moisturizer, which is what Unity is. And so because consumers were so afraid of clogging their pores, skincare companies started making so-called moisturizers that aren't really moisturizers at all because they just have chemicals in there and things that just sort of put this residue on your skin that don't, they more condition the skin and put chemical cocktail things and like very superficially do this thing where it's not, it doesn't actually trap water. It's an effective moisturizer. And so all of my moisturizers that I sell are very intensely barrier restoration moisturizers where they actually have large amounts of oil and they are effective in preventing the water from evaporating out of our skin. And it's that simple. But because consumers were so afraid of clogging their pores and didn't want anything greasy or oily on their skin, and my moisturizers are formulated to be less greasy, for sure. And this is an interesting thing. Some of the just plain oils can be very, very greasy and not dense enough to actually trap a lot of water. So it is worth getting a densified moisturizer that's clean to actually trap that water, because then you get what you experienced. You get skin that is hydrated, because what hydrated skin is it's the right ratio of water and oil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's so disappointing, man, the amount of times that I have bought products because I've bought into the marketing behind it. And I saw this video and then it made me do this thing. And no. It's just so confusing. The skincare industry is so confusing.
It is.
Everything is trying to be clean and green and natural.
But it's really not when you look at the ingredients. Yeah.
It's not. And they just get you and they say like, oh, extracts of papaya. And then there's like a bunch of fruit on the bottle. And so you think you're buying this thing that's, you know, like, oh, there's only like so many ingredients in here. Like, I'm sure it's fine. And it's so, so confusing, even for someone like myself who, you know, tries to research things, looks on EWG and tries to make sure things that are more green. Like maybe last summer I bought something off Sephora, and I'm sure you know this, but Sephora has Clean at Sephora, which is apparently like their clean range of products.
Laughable. It is so laughable.
Yeah. And so I bought like, there's like a brand called Claudel. And then there's also Herbivore, and I bought some of their stuff. And, you know, again, you buy into this idea of I'm buying these really natural products, you know, look at all these reviews and things like that. And then you use the product. And then a few weeks later, my skin like gets sensitive to it and it's starting to get like red and tight and irritated every time I use it. And then I'm just looking at this thing that I just spent however much money on. And I'm like, cool, like you just irritated my skin. And now I'm back to square one. And what am I supposed to use? And I think that happens to so many people.
Yes, it does. And it's a runaway train. Like it's been monetized and nothing new, as I've stated, has been, besides the dermal nutrients, has been invented in 100 or more years. And so this is all about profitability. And the skincare world very much echoes what happens in the food industry. It's pretty much the same. It's the same type of overwhelm, complexity of ingredients, and everybody's just confused. And that's great for them because they can just keep selling these products.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Like making that connection of it following the food industry. That's so true. I never thought about that until now. Yeah, that's scary. And it's so fake. You know, at the end of the day, it's so fake. And I just, yeah. And then on top of that, obviously you're being exposed to all of these toxins that are then sitting in your cabinet. And then you're also buying all of these plastic bottles that are also producing waste in the world. Right. So it's
very ugly.
It is.
The beauty industry is very ugly that way.
Yeah. It has a lot of trickle down effect, unfortunately. And so it's hard to kind of hear the voices in the midst of all of it that are actually like trying to help. And there's not that many of them. I think you're one of them. And, you know, that's why I'm so happy that you've been on the show. And I just get so frustrated every time I think about the skincare industry.
Oh, I do too. And that was why Skin Harmonics was born. Like, that is exactly like a career of my own frustration as a consumer myself, trying to navigate all of these things as a young mother, as a skin professional. This was why Skin Harmonics was born. It was because of my own, the hell that I felt like I had to walk through to actually come up with something that is clean and pure and beautiful, and it works. I want to start calling it slow skincare, because it puts our skin in a slowed state, and it's not this fast, hypey stuff. I mean, I sell all my basic stuff in bulk containers. I have refillable containers, which makes me just so happy that not participating in all of that single use containers. And of course, yeah, being able to keep the synthetic preservatives out by refrigerating those bulk refills. And it's just so worth it.
I love that idea of slow skincare. That's brilliant. That's like,
I can't see in this moment. So maybe I'll use that.
It's so against what the mainstream is doing. Yeah. It's really smart. I want to ask you about men's skincare. If you have any recommendations for the adult men out there who are not using anything, but have some sort of acne, maybe redness, tightness, dryness. I'll see men a lot with dry skin, but they don't want to do anything about it. They don't care enough. What type of recommendations could you make for them?
Well, it would be along the same lines that I've been saying. First of all, men have to know that they can't use Dial soap on their face or dish soap. Like, that is just a huge no-no. Warm water cleansing is what I recommend to my clients. Believe it or not, warm water with optional washcloth, tiny bit of coconut oil is all that our skin needs to be cleansed with, and not dish soap and not anything harsh. So that aside, it would be a natural, it would just be natural plain spring water, aloe vera gel, and some sort of basic lip oil like jojoba oil. And then the need for sunscreen, if for both men and women, if they're out, something that's clean and mineral based. And that, I mean, that would be the best next thing. But before getting an origin set from my skincare line that has the dermal nutrients in it, which is that other element that actually speeds up and is corrective in a holistic way, that's not relying on trauma, on just scrubbing and exfoliating the skin.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's smart. Like, start small, start simple, very simple. Like,
which is very hard, because the industry has us in this thing that we have to kill the oil. We have bad skin cells on our skin that must be exfoliated away. Like, there's excess skin cells, and there's bacteria, and there's oil on our skin that's all inherently wrong, and it all needs to be fixed and annihilated ASAP. And that requires complicated pH balanced, all these crazy benzyl peroxide tea tree oil. It makes it so that you have to use their products. And the truth is that our skin is not crawling with bacteria. It corrects naturally when it's hydrated. And excess skin cells are not the problem, and nor is excess oil the problem. It means we have to go in with these other elements, and in this very simple way, and then we can begin to solve the problem. And so going simple, being less is more. And that's really hard to grasp, because clinical skincare has been rolling boulders for 100 years. And, you know, that you have to have these things. And in my opinion, skin is better off without them. And that also speaks to the fact that some men that don't do a darn thing to their skin actually have great skin, because they haven't sabotaged it with products from Sephora in the acne aisle.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think you're so on it. And it's, yeah, less is more sometimes. Less ingredients, less products, less trauma on the skin, like we've talked about. I just think it's smart. And I really hope people can take away a lot from this episode and really just take that home. If people want to try your products and work with you, where can they go, and how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can find me at skinharmonics.com. skinharmonics.com. They can schedule a consult with me. And anybody that's listening today, if they mention your podcast, they can get 5% off of one of the skin programs that I offer. It's my favorite way to work with people because I can give people the right products, the right information, and the right service, and the right support all bundled so that they're not trying to get confused with any of it.
Yeah, it's smart. Like combining consultations with your premium products is a really, really good idea just to help people navigate through it.
Right. Because it's a sea of confusion out there. Trust me. And people can spend so much money and so much time trying to figure it out themselves or come. I've shoveled the path and it's tried and true. And it's a beautiful world over here.
Oh, I love that. Awesome. Okay. Well, I will add that to the show notes and I will put that on my website as well so people can find you easily. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the podcast today. This is great. I love listening to you and I just learned a lot and I know my listeners will as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Biohacking with Brittany. If you're interested in finding the show notes or the sponsors for this episode, you can do so on my website, which is biohackingbrittany.com. Remember to follow me on Instagram where I'm most active. My handle is at biohackingbrittany. And if you're interested in working together and you want to email me directly, you can do that. My email is info@biohackingbrittany.com. And I look forward to hearing from you and having you tune in next week.